Scarum flung several pebbles after it.
Pull back any time if you want more of the same what?
Arwell, no, sir. You must be awful brave beasts.
They turned to see a little hogmaid standing watching them. She had her head spikes tipped with flowers and wore a clean tunic of green woven linen with a flowery patterned pinafore over it. Scarum put on a courageous, carefree face.
All part of the job, pretty miss. We're shark hunters, really. Chase the old sea monsters hither and thither, what? Not a belly shark in the seas won't turn tail and run at the mention of us. So then, miss spiked beauty, where do you live?
Completely friendly, the little hogmaid took Scarum's paw.
If your honour will come with me, I'll be showing you.
The hare nodded at his companions to follow. Making an elegant leg at the little hogmaid, he allowed her to lead him off to some dune lands backing the shore.
It'll be a pleasure, Miguel. I'll go with any beast who looks as plump and jolly well fed as you. Your family got plenty of grub, have they? Lead on, little charmer.
A hogwife appeared on the dune tops, waving a ladle as she called to the little hogmaid.
Is that yourself, Fred Lomagooch? And what have you been told about wandering off alone? 'Tis a ladle I should be taking to your tail spikes. Ah, sure. And where in the name of fleas did you find those three raggedy old tramps?
Scarum murmured to Kruver.
Raggedy old tramps? I say, bit much, isn't it? What?
The sea otter winked at him.
Leave this to me, mate.
He bounded up the dune and smiled disarmingly at the hogwife.
Pleasant day to you, ma'am. We're poor shipwrecked creatures who found your little un lost, so we was just bringing her back home to you.
The hogwife waved a ladle at Fridolo.
That last are away with you. She's no more lost than a dumpling in a soup pot. So now, 'tis yourself and those other two are fetching the babe home. At least you're not pirates. You look for a famished, are you? I'm thinking you best come to the tenty and take an old gob full.
Skirm was beside her in a bound, holding the little one in his paws, grinning bravely as he was prickled by her.
My dear lady, I take it that you mean we're invited to dinner. May I express the hope that it tastes as good as you look, beautiful creature, what?
A half smile appeared on the hogwife's homely features.
Away with you, you great silver-tongued old hooligan. I'm not your dear lady. I'm Mammy Magooch, so I am.
The tenties, as Mammy called them, were great sand-coloured tents of Hessian weave, almost invisible among the dunes. They were the home of the roving Magooch tribe, nomad hogs who wandered the coastline. There were roughly 100 of them, all shapes and sizes, cheerful creatures who lived from day to day without any thought for the morrow. The travellers stood to one side as Fridolo related the shark incident with lots of comical dancing and rapid baby talk.